Dear colleagues, dear guests, and most importantly, dear friends. It is a great pleasure to welcome you all to the Vilnius Summit of the Bucharest 9 and Nordic countries. Today we are celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Bucharest 9 format. I would like to use this opportunity to congratulate and express my gratitude to the presidents of Romania and Poland, the two founding countries of this initiative. I would also like to extend the special congratulations to the newly elected president of Romania, Nicușor Dan, who has joined us today only, as you said, 1 week after your inauguration. Welcome. Over time, we have seen the Bucharest 9 became an essential link that brings the region countries closer together. Today's meeting, with participation of our Nordic allies and Ukraine, reflects the growing pressure on NATO's eastern flank and our response to it. Our response is to widen and deepen the cooperation on security and defense from far north and to the Baltic Sea and to the Black Sea. Given the full complexity of the present situation, I am particularly glad to welcome here in Vilnius the NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte and the President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky. Dear Mark, I commend your dedicated efforts to coordinate the Alliance's response to our common threats along the lines set in Madrid, Vilnius, and Washington. The upcoming NATO summit in The Hague will be an opportunity to make further decisions on building a stronger alliance, better prepared to defend every inch of Allies' territory. I wish you the greatest success in the coming weeks, although I know they will be not easy. Dear Volodymyr, I admire your fearless resistance over the past 3 years. By defending Ukraine and its people, you are defending us and our security of the whole Europe as well. Ladies and gentlemen, now I would like to give the floor to the Secretary General, Mark Rutte. Please, Mark, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much, Gitanas, President Nozeda, and it's great to be back in Vilnius. And thank you for hosting this summit together with the Nordic countries. Indeed, since 2015, this group has been a driving force for greater cooperation and stronger defenses on the eastern flank. I'm delighted that the Bucharest 9 is growing to include the Nordic 5, Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway and Sweden. And honored, as always, to be joined by our good friend Volodymyr Zelensky. Good that you are here. With Finland and Sweden's membership, NATO's eastern flank is longer than ever. And thanks to the contributions of all NATO allies, it is also stronger than ever. Demonstrating our unity and resolve, we have enhanced NATO's presence on land, at sea and in the air. We are increasing the number of forward land forces into 9 now, 9 allied nations, because also Finland will now be included, which is very good news. And we have stepped up NATO's presence, including through Baltic Sentry and Southern Shield. And I think this we all know, this matters more than ever, given the very real threat from a rapidly rearming Russia, which allies in this region know all too well. Our discussions today come at a crucial time. Later this week, indeed, NATO defense ministers will first meet in Brussels to agree ambitious new capability targets linked directly to our defense plans. These targets set out what forces and capabilities every ally needs to provide to keep our deterrence and defense strong and our 1 billion people safe. To do that, it is clear that allies need to spend much more than we are doing now. And that is why ramping up defense spending and production will be at the top of our agenda for the summit in The Hague, which will take place in just over 3 weeks. When we look at the key messages, I think it is this: spending more and producing more. So NATO needs allies to zero in now and deliver on the elements that increase our warfighting readiness so that we can better deter and defend. And I'm grateful to allies in this region for leading the way. There's no security without strong defenses, and there will be no lasting security without a stable Ukraine. So we continue to support efforts to bring this brutal war to an end and help Ukraine defend itself today and deter aggression in the future. And this will be on the table also this week when we meet with the Ukraine Defense Contact Group, chaired by Germany and the United Kingdom, on Wednesday. So, dear friends, a lot to do to prepare for a successful summit, but I'm confident that with your support, we will make NATO a stronger, fairer, and more lethal alliance to keep us safe for decades to come. So thank you again for your hospitality, and I look forward to our discussions.
Thank you, Mark. And now I would like to address President Zelensky. Volodymyr, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much. Dear Gitana, thank you first of all for invitations, thank you for support. This is a special moment. On the one hand, Russia has launched its summer offensive, but on the other hand, they are being forced to engage in diplomacy. And this is both a challenge and a real opportunity for us all, a chance to try to end this war. First, as before, our top priority is supporting our defense, and I'm grateful for all the support packages and for every investment in weapons production in Ukraine and for the development of production in your countries as well. Europe, together with America, has better weapons than Russia. We also have stronger tactical solutions. Our Operation Spiderweb yesterday proved that. Russia must feel what its losses mean. That is what will push it toward diplomacy. And when Russia takes losses in this war, it's obvious to everyone that Ukraine is the one holding the line, not just for itself, but for all of Europe. Ask your intelligence, what is Russia planning this summer in Belarus? If they are bold enough to prepare attacks from there, then we need more strength together. And right now, that means strengthening Ukraine so we can stop this war and prevent it from spreading. That's why weapons production matters. Ukraine can cover up to 40% of its weapons need with domestic production, but this requires stable funding. Our operations show how much impact investments, especially in drones, can have. And we still urgently need air defense, especially Patriot systems and missiles for them. Each of you knows what we need and what you can do to help. Decisions are needed. Second, we must do everything to make sure diplomacy is not empty. Our delegation is now in Istanbul, and we are ready to take the necessary steps for peace. Naturally, the starting point should be a ceasefire and humanitarian actions, the release of prisoners, and the return of abducted children. And all key issues can be resolved at the level of leaders. And if Russia undermines even this initial agenda, and if the Istanbul meeting brings nothing, that clearly means strong new sanctions are urgently needed from the EU's 18th package and from the United States, specifically the strongest sanctions President Trump promised. Sanctions should hit Russian energy, especially oil and tankers, price caps, of course, and also Russian banks and the financial sector overall. Third, the United States, thank you to everyone doing everything possible to keep the bond between Europe and America strong. We need the support of President Trump, the U.S. Congress, and the American people. Whatever happens in global competition, It is our shared duty, Europe's, America's, and everyone who values freedom, to defend it together. We need as many points of connection as possible, including at the NATO summit this June. And one of the key principles of European security is that Russia must not have veto power over NATO decisions or influence over the alliance or its members. That principle must remain in place. Euro-Atlantic security is a business of Euro-Atlantic nations. Putin chose to stand against Europe, so he has no place in deciding its future. And that must not change. It's important to confirm at the NATO summit in June that the Allies stays strong and that Europe will not give up its own security. And of course, I would also like to discuss the details of our work within the coalition of the willing and the security guarantees as well. We need to make this coalition strong, but we'll talk about that, I think, behind closed doors. Thank you so much again. Slava Ukraine.
Героям слава. Thank you, dear Volodymyr, and I think we will have you in the second part of our conference. So now this is the time for us to move to the main summit agenda in the closed session. So I would kindly ask the media representatives to leave the room and come back for the press conference on the results of the summit later on. Thank you.